Yeah.
I think,
what,
I think
what's so sexy about kangaroos, Ben? Please do tell.
I've got a costume. What can I say?
I see. I get it now. Okay.
That big old pouch going on, you know, all nice and snug. Just makes me feel safe. What can I say? So, for those of you just joining us, good evening and welcome to Never Mind the Shitcoins, an all-new topical panel show where we dive headfirst into the weird news from the world of cryptocurrency. Like, for example, Visa has entered the NFT market. Yes, Visa. In news which shook crypto Twitter to its core, Visa bought a CryptoPunk for its collection of historic commerce artifacts, purchase which is worth a massive 0.001% of their quarterly turnover. Other items in their collection are said to include a Zip-Zap machine, early paper credit cards, and a plastic bag full of Beanie Babies they picked up cheap at a car boot sale one week. Hey!
What was the MasterCard's response, Ben?
Oh, I haven't got a response for MasterCard yet, but I do have a secret weapon in my pocket this week, just in case my punchlines fall short, which is more than likely, to be fair. I was testing them out on Dion earlier, but she laughs at everything.
You just have to see the triangle.
There we go. Anytime the laugh falls short tonight, Alex, you just say triangle and you'll bail us out.
I wonder what's in her head when she hears it, though, because you can think of a few different things. So I'm always wondering, what does she see in her head when he says that?
That's not the type of question you want to ask with her, to be honest.
Sorry, guys.
No.
In our other bit of news this week, in the US, Mad Money host Jim Cramer has told viewers of one of the most popular finance shows in America that 5%, yes, a whole 5% of their portfolio should be in cryptocurrency. So, did you hear that, Visa? That's not 0.01%. That's 5%, guys.
Fools.
Right, that's that. That's the intro bit out. And here's my emergency weapon. We've got a track of dead people laughing, just in case you guys don't laugh.
Dead people.
Well, you know, there are sad news as well. Yesterday was 10-year anniversary since we last heard from Satoshi. 10 years. Yeah, I remember.
Maybe
when
he's one of the dead people laughing.
Yeah, maybe he got disappointed in all this crypto stuff and decentralization, and he went offline somewhere in the mountains, you know, to have some rest.
Went to live that Thanos life.
The rumor is he's part of the crypto community now. That's the latest rumor.
Well, we won't speculate on that, Alex, but I like it. All right, so yeah, to introduce everyone, we got a couple of new faces here this week, guys. On team NFTs, me tease, me baby. We're going to have, who should we put together? Let's go, and Tony and Joanne, you can go together, okay? And on team NF, take it somewhere else, please, guys. We're going to have Alexander, Vladimir, and Noam. Hey! Welcome to the show, everyone. Round one. Not the news. Our first round, very simple.
Wait. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just to make sure, did you enable split recording this time?
I did.
Okay, great.
Thank you for keeping me on track, Noah.
I didn't know to. I didn't want to find that out only at the end of the show.
A couple of weeks ago I forgot to press record full stop, so we had to pull it from YouTube afterward, which was shameful really, but we get these early mistakes out of the way, eh? Round one, now we're definitely recording and definitely all on separate tracks. It's called Not the News. So if you've not seen this show before, it's very, 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 very simple this round. So simple, I forgot to write an introduction for it. Basically, I've got a couple of headlines from the week's news in blockchain and cryptocurrency. But to be a bit sneaky, I've taken a couple of words out of the headline. And all I want our guests to do to win some points for their teams is tell me what the missing words are and what the story's about.
So we're not taking turns right now. It's just kind of whoever on whatever team shouts it out.
Yeah, shout out the answers, and scorekeeper extraordinaire Dion will be trying to make some sort of sense of the anarchy. Basically, it's her job now. I'll just read the words. Brilliant. So, question one for you guys. Binance is incapable of what, says the British regulators? And it's two words I've taken out of that.
To comply with regulations.
You're on the right lines, obviously, but they use some very specific wording.
Regulation, I think, for sure.
Oh, yeah, because they're too big now, right? And they can't, like, supervise everything.
Yeah, yep, you got it there, Joe. I'm going to give you the points for that. The missing
two
words.
Two or one? Wait, those two words.
One point for the round, I think.
Nice try.
Dion says nice try. But yes, the headline was, Binance are incapable of effective supervision, the British regulators state. The FCA, who are our big regulating body over here, our equivalent of kind of the SEC, cited three main reasons for imposing restrictions on Binance. Do you want to hear what they were, kids? Yeah? Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah.
Of course you do, didn't you? The reasons were failing to carry out regulated activity, not securing an appropriate degree of protection for its customers, and being associated and owned by the Prince of Darkness and Lord of the Underworld himself, CZ. Hey. I have a statement from Binance as well. They told the world, we are committed to working with regulators and policymakers, and if this doesn't work, we'll condemn their mortal souls to eternal fiery damnation. There you go.
Is this suit after this news? Or?
Sorry.
Hey. They haven't paid off the right people.
Maybe SCA works like a SEC and they just want some money from Binance and
pretty much. I mean, I can't insinuate that British politicians just want backhanders, but I mean, I suppose you guys can. So, speaking about politicians then, question two. Crypto savvy US senator sees what in Wyoming? And it's two words again.
Is it a name, not words?
Crypto regulation.
Ooh, no.
Oh, the DAO thing. The DAO, I remember.
You've got the story there. Yeah. Oh. Effectively, that's what she was on about, using a DAO in US politics. But it was a politician, Cynthia Loomis, who apparently sees the future in Wyoming, which sadly doesn't mean she's developing any sort of super mutant powers or anything like that, which would have been freaking cool, wouldn't it? But no, she's very pro-cryptocurrency and, yeah, plans to sit down with President Biden to discuss her plans, assuming he can stay awake for long enough.
Poor Biden. This is crazy. I have to Google it.
But how could they seize the DAO? It's impossible. It's like distributed.
No, they want to make it official, but the trick, you have proper KYC and AML, And it's kind of what kind of DAO we have with the email. It's kind of.
Is someone photocopying their bum in the background?
I keep hearing a microwave or something.
But I just wonder, it has to comply with Constitution and all this stuff. How are they going to do it? So are they trying to do it specifically in Wyoming or?
It seems like just Wyoming, yeah.
Ah, okay. Now I see. It might work, yeah.
Yeah. She's seeming trying to look progressive, I guess, but everything's
still. They will
still
be like Delaware for crypto DAO companies, right?
Yeah, she wants to convince the rest of the US to take like a regulation light approach to the markets, essentially. You know, who needs another war on something they can't actually wage war on? But they say, I don't know politics, so I should shut the fuck up really while I'm ahead, shouldn't I? Right, so after the round one, Dion, what are our scores?
NF tease me has one. And did the other one get the point? Yeah, so the other one got one. Just checking. Hey.
Scorekeeper extraordinaire there, Dion. she was reading YouTube for us, so I'll cut her a break, but it's nice to be able to pick on her for once. So, getting a bit serious there, so let's go back to our usual agenda, shall we, folks? Round two. I like this one. I like this one quite a lot. I've called it Craig Wright or Craig Wrong.
Who is Craig?
Craig Wright.
Yeah. Well, if you're not familiar with him, you will be at the end of this round. If bullshit was a tradable commodity, then Craig Wright would have his own stock exchange by now. Yet somehow, believe it or not, there are still some people out there who operate under the kind of ill-conceived conception that Craig isn't a moronic, deluded oxygen thief. So, given the altruistic nature of our show here, we thought we'd do our best to lift the lid on this belligerent Pinocchio as we play a little game I like to call Craig Right or Craig Wrong. So all it is,
to make a disclaimer, he's suing everybody, so everybody on this...
I'm involved. Well,
he can try and sue me, but I'm not saying anything which isn't true here to a degree.
He might take Groot. Yeah.
You can't take my grooves. No. All I've got for you guys here, I've got a series of statements, five of them, in fact, five whole statements, and they're either from Craig Wright himself, or they're from me, pretending to be Craig Wright. All you guys need to do, and we're going to play in teams, so I want one answer from each team, is tell me which one, or tell me whether the statement is Craig Wright or Craig Wrong. So, first one for you. Oh, and just a pre-warning, this part of the show gets quite blue already, guys, so, yeah. If you want to argue with me, get the fuck out of my life forever! And that's my best Australian accent, so don't expect to get better than that.
I think it was him.
All right.
Are we still on teams right now, or are we just shouting out?
Yeah, so, I mean, Antoni, do you agree with John? Are you going so you think that's actually him?
I would say Ben Wright. Ben Wright, I would say this is Ben Wright, Craig Wrong.
Yeah, I think he's wrong, but he might have said it. So
it's on Ben for sure.
All righty, so NFTs.
I think he shouldn't say things like that. I want to confess, but I believe that he could have said that.
Well, I think we should have harsh words with him after the show, because unfortunately, Vladimir, that was actual Craig Wright, not me on that one.
I've seen him go off before on video. So
Ben, you are wrong. You are wrong, but Craig was right.
Oh, they're right.
Yeah, Craig was right. I was wrong. Oh, this is turning into a paradox now. All right, second statement for you. I'm here while I'm studying 19 degrees, and last year it was up to 25. And I'm trying to start other companies while simultaneously managing multiple lawsuits.
The accent is terrible. Sorry.
I know.
I was trying to see if it's New Zealand accent, but it's not.
It was a something. Like, I don't know what that was.
Is he writing those things sober?
Well, I mean, who knows? I was sober when I wrote my versions of them, but I'll give you, to be fair, if you could read them out off the paper, there's a really easy clue. Mine are all spelt correctly. His are all full of typos and bad spelling. So read into that what you will. But yeah, go on. What do you think this time, guys? Do you think that was him or do you think that was me? Craig Wright or Craig Wrong?
I don't even know what he said. Can't say.
Shall I do it without the accent? All right. So I'm here whilst I'm studying 19 different degrees. And last year it was up to 25. And I'm trying to start other companies whilst simultaneously managing multiple lawsuits. Vlad, I want to see those hands so I can tell you're not Googling there, buddy. Okay, I can see the eyes of a man thinking about Googling.
I'm not Googling, I think. It's. I feel there is lack of aggression in the statement because usually Craig Wright is more straightforward. I also feel a lot of self-pitiedness in the statement. That's why I think it's you.
Oh, you think it's me this time?
Yeah, this time.
Yeah, it sounds better.
Yeah, do you agree with him, Alex and Noam?
Yeah, let's stand behind Vladimir.
Oh, we are in the same team.
Yeah.
What our name? United team. Even?
You are team NF. Take it somewhere else.
We reached consensus.
Which is much longer when I have to keep saying it five times. But yeah, and NFTs me? Do you think that was me or Craig? Good old Craig. Craig.
It kind of doesn't sound like anybody. I think maybe you wrote it under another identity or something.
Yeah. All right. So you're going
Satoshi Nakamoto identity. Yeah.
He actually revived the old accounts after 10 years. But no, unfortunately, I believe that's NFTs me again then for the points, because that was in fact Craig again, claiming that he is apparently studying 19 university degrees at the same time. and he was studying 25 of them last year and suing everyone as well. So
which means he failed about six. Is that something to be proud of?
I think he got sober and his aggression turned into self-pityness. Yeah. Then I could explain that, but yeah. It really sounds stupid. Like,
he spends 22 hours a day angrily studying.
He tries to find an excuse why he studies only 25 things a day and so few lawsuits. Come on, guy, get yourself together and do this shit. Do another Bitcoin or Ethereum at least. Come on, get your shit again.
Right, so next one for you. The simple answer that I'll do it without the accent. Go on, drop that. Drop that. Oh, don't insult the Aussie. I have Australian friends out there somewhere.
Australia?
So, the simple answer that none of you seem to get is that you're sitting in a forum casually talking with a guy who has more inventions than Tesla, Einstein, and Edison combined. And if you don't like that, piss off. Sorry, couldn't resist the Aussie bit at the end.
Well, very aggressive, that one. Of the previous two, were Craig Wright, so it should be Craig Wright.
Craig Wright.
Agree, Craig Wright.
I'm going to say that was Ben because it's time for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, as I keep warning Noam about Joe, there's no logic with this show. That was Craig Wright again, though. You try and use logic, Joe, you'll fall short.
Joe, he probably randomized it just for you.
Just in case. All right, final couple, then we'll get through these quickly. Kangaroos are a great source of protein and actually quite sexy, despite what people say.
What?
Yeah.
All right, that's right. Ben. That's Craig Wright. Yes.
That's 100% Ben.
I don't believe Craig Wright would offend animals. I think he offends his own people. That's why I think it's you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think
what's so sexy about kangaroos, Ben? Please detail.
I've got a costume. What can I say?
I see. I get it now. Okay.
That big old pouch going on, you know, all nice and snug. Just makes me feel safe. What can I say? Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I think that's because my drink's empty, Dion. She's good, isn't she? She's good. Right, final one then. And obviously points to everyone there. That was me being a douche. Final one. Of course I'm not actually Satoshi. Only a freaking numbnuts would believe they're crock of shit. Could go either way, this one, couldn't it? It's a tricky one.
I'm not Satoshi? He said he was not Satoshi?
Depends on how many levels do you play, Ben.
Yeah, just to bring some logic into this, I think he was not saying he was Satoshi. He was like at the core of the team that was behind the Satoshi Nakamoto pseudonyms. So, but I still kind of, I think it's still you, Ben. But that's my take.
I would say it isn't.
Could be right.
It's not Ben.
Joanne, what do you think?
I think it might be right. I think he might have said it after that recording when he went off on everybody on stage.
Oh, yeah, we've got split. Oh,
God. So, Tim, let's reach consensus quickly. Vladimir?
I feel there is Barazov. I mean, he said, he's probably saying that there were six of other people like him. So he was part of Satoshi Nakamoto, like Sato or Shi or Naka. Maybe that's how I understand that. That's why I think it's Craig.
Again, guys, what do I keep telling you? That's logic you're using there. You would have been right to go with wrong. Unfortunately, that was just me douching about. The guy does genuinely still protest to be Satoshi with no sense of irony or layeredness to it, apparently, that I'm aware of.
Do we get half a point for split opinions or no?
Well, I think I'll leave the scorekeeping to Dion as I go on mute and have a... What are our scores, Dion?
Well, NF Take It Somewhere Else have 3 points. NFTs Me Tease Me have 4.
Hey.
Yeah. Awesome. All to play for then, guys. We're going back to familiar territory with this round. It was so much fun last time when we had Oops Up Here, though. I thought we'd have another little game of Play Your NFTs Right. Yay! Who's going to do the describing for our team on NF Take It? Alex, Vlad, or Noam? Do you want to describe the NFTs for the other two?
I say we give it to Alex. What did you say, Alex? Can you describe
it? What should I describe, Ben?
Sorry. Right. Well,
basically, you are going to see, how did you describe it? Something with eyes, three eyes it was. And
the
egg.
Simpson, the floppy fish. Or Flappy,
Floppy.
Yeah, that I'm definitely curious how Alex is going to describe things. It's a good pick.
Yeah.
Why don't we try Vladimir? He's new. I did that before.
But should you take any NFT and describe it? Or
well, no, I've got some pre-prepared. No. All we need to do, because obviously this is going out as a podcast at the end of the day, if you can go through these NFTs for me one by one.
But what's the goal? Why should I describe it?
So the goal is very simple for these guys to then tell me whether, with the first one, like I say, whether it costs more or less than $1 million.
Okay.
And then we'll use that one as the price for the next one. So if you ever played The Price is Right or, you know, like with cards where you play higher or lower, that kind of thing. Yeah. So we'll keep moving along the price and your team can pick up a whole 3 points if you can kind of adequately describe these NFTs.
Yeah, and I can say, like, it looks beautiful or my personal opinion.
Yeah, whatever. Of course. So I've not gone for purely ridiculous ones this week because, to be fair, there is some amazing artwork being producing the NFT market. I sold my very first NFT this week. Yes.
How much was that, by the way?
Oh, well, I severely underpriced it. It was on a Grand Bazaar, the Freetown marketplace, of course. I put it on for the princely sum of 100 ton. Someone bought it and immediately relisted it for 1,200. So fair play to that person.
Oh, my God.
They obviously value my artistic skills a lot more than I do. But no, thank you.
It wasn't you one, I hope.
Yeah. You know why? It's just because you get it one time, so it gets value because you had it.
Well, it's the very first in what will definitely be a limited edition series. So, you know, there's got to be some worth to it there from my perspective.
Have you already made a Nevermind the Shitcoin NFT?
Well, actually, it's funny you should mention that. And before we play the game then, if our lovely audience and everyone here can see, I'm thinking the best way to maybe do these t-shirts just in the initial stages, while I've only got a few of them, is we might put them on to Grand Bazaar because you can also put the function for a physical product on there.
Yeah, great.
If anyone has any better ideas, like I say, we've got a few t-shirts, we've got a little bit of merch, we want to do some competitions and giveaways, so let us know if you've got ideas out there, audience people. Okay. But yeah, I do like this t-shirt a lot. I've got a little poster and a mouse mat and everything as well. It's starting to look all professional, eh? Professional. Yeah. Right. So anyway, play your NFTs right. Vlad, if you'd be so kind.
So the first one.
Wait. Again. This time we have three people. This time we have three people in the chat.
So you and Alex and Vlad need to come to a consensus between you. And then Joanne and Tony will
Vlad
play
is
this.
The describer.
Yep.
No, Vlad is the
he can still. He doesn't have the price in front of him, though, so he can still take part in that sense.
Okay.
The description's just for our podcast listeners, really, and for fun, you know. So the first one, top one for us.
Yeah, it's a lady. She's a crooked lady without an eye. maybe with an eye stitch. Oh. The right eye is stitched. She probably got her bust from hell recently. She has one stitched eye, like in Neil Gaiman's book, you know. And the other one is probably going to be stitched too. I'm not sure. It feels like it fell off or something. I'm not sure. But it's and everything is in very kind of strange colors. Like hellish colors, I would say, neon colors, the green one, the red one. She has some kind of fire on her head for some reason. She's on fire. And I'm not sure that instead of hands, she has, I don't know what's that. It's like a carpet flower or flower carpet or something.
Carpet instead of hands.
Yes. It sounds like the human centipede doctor is in hell.
Would that be something that you can imagine being sold at like Christie's or Sotheby's or something like that?
No. She looks very sad, you know. She looks too sad for Sotheby's and too hellish for OpenSea. Should I say how much I value it?
The ultimate aim here is, do you guys think that piece then that Vlad's just described is worth more or less than $1 million?
$1 million?
$1 million.
Some signs. There are 2 stars and 1 0. On the left corner, 2 stars. On the right, 1 0. I don't know. Maybe there is hidden meaning there, but that's it.
What's your take, Vlad, as you're looking at it? Is it, should we go for over or below million?
And remember, people are stupid when it's
another detail.
Craig Wright. Maybe Craig Wright bought this one.
I think Craig Wright might have done this picture, actually.
He's that angry.
If he had some talent, at least he could have done it. One of 25 of his degrees would be in banking.
So, Vladimir,
do it.
Vlad, I won't ask you about more or less. I want to ask you how much do you think a stupid person would pay for that?
Stupid like me, maybe.
No, stupider than you. You are real smart. I'm sure of that. Stupider than you.
Someone smart. Someone
because smarter. It's probably not even true NFT. So I had to put that term inside. Now that's what we have this podcast for. I'm kidding. Anyway, it's not even a true NFT. So why would you pay? No. If you were stupider than you are, how much would you pay for that?
Half Ethereum.
All right, so you guys are going lower. All right.
Just one last question, Vladimir. So would Justin Sun pay him over than $1 million?
No.
If the answer is no, then we'd be below for sure.
Craig Wright, Justin Sun. They would pay maybe 20,000. Important thing, it looks like modern art, right? It looks very modern. Yeah, but I don't like this style. So it's my subjective
fact. No, but the fact that you don't like it doesn't mean anything. It's hard. You're not supposed to like it.
Well, I mean, you guys have kind of gone lower there. So to put you out of your kind of pondering state of being here, the kind of clue which you might have kind of seen is, like you picked up on, that zero and those stars in the corner, this is actually part of a collection of series. These ones are going for big pennies. This was $2 million, this one. And, I mean, for the carpet hands description is quite a fabulous collection, I think, personally. Again, it's crazy money at $2 million a piece, but it is a bit, again.
Is there a sound or...
I have to keep remembering my toilet flush. It's what makes the show. It's what people are really tuning in for, isn't it?
That's the true meaning of shitcoins.
No, we love all the shitcoins here. That's what I... Right, so Vlad, NFT number 2 for us, please, buddy. It should be quite an easy one to describe.
It's like a Popeye-like guy, you know, like Mr. Popeye. So but the dude is totally 8-bit, like you can feel, you cannot just feel, you can see the big pixels out there. So it's probably made out of 64 by 64 big pixels.
So it's pixel art.
Yeah,
that raises the price considerably, of course.
Yes, I agree with that. And he wears a hat, he smokes a pipe, and probably a couple glasses on his head. That's it.
So higher or lower than $2 million?
Higher or lower?
I'll give you guys a bit of a clue. To be fair, this one isn't just any kind of pixel art. This is one of the crypto punks that people are.
Yeah. You are trying to tell us that it costs more than $2 million.
Well, I'm not trying to give you a clue. I mean, $2 million is a lot of cheddar cheese either way, isn't it, guys? Even for a CryptoPunks.
But I think we should have guessed.
Well, to be fair, not many CryptoPunks went over $2 million, so it's a tough one.
It looks like it's a real guy, like it's a replica of some real guy, but I can't...
Did Visa boat it?
No boats, nothing, but he wears 2 square glasses. Maybe it might remind you of someone.
What kind of glasses? Wine?
kind of square.
Squares, two square glasses.
Yeah, they're a bit blocky for my taste.
I don't know that many crypto people doing this stuff, you know, smoking a pipe, wearing glasses and a hat.
French guy. It's a French guy for sure.
Yeah.
So shall we say below 2 million?
I go with higher.
I think higher. They say higher. It was indeed higher. This was the highest priced ever CryptoPunk. This
That's
one.
That's not fair. I think you gave
nothing's
away.
Fair on this show, Joe. Get used to it.
I really.
So, $7.57 million is the price to go against on this one, Vlad. If you can describe our third and final one for us. Don't know if you can see that from over there, Dion.
It's pretty... This is a tough one because...
It's a tough one.
Yeah. It's like, you know, if you take a black square by Malevich and you try to transform it into NFT, that's what you would get in the result. Because it's not square anymore. It's some weird shape. And there are different shades of black here. So it's like someone lost a map and then it got into the mud and someone shitted on it.
Again, this is good description, guys. So
That's the rock, right? There are some rocks being sold, pet rocks. They were going for a lot. But this one's not fair because you already said the other one was the most expensive, so it has to be lower.
No, I said that was the most expensive CryptoPunk.
I can say that this is the most expensive, but if this is the case, I'm gonna be upset about the world. I wouldn't be upset even for the black square, but for this one particularly, it's really very upsetting.
Shall we say below just for a change?
Yeah.
Just for a change.
Yeah, just to
mix it up.
To have a hope for the humanity.
Well, your faith in humanity can be restored, Vlad. That lovely map which fell in the mud and then had someone's bum wiped on it would cost you $214,000. So again, not to be sniffed at, but this is NFT paper or something. Just collections of differently coloured JPEG paper stuff in the hundreds of thousands. So, I mean, again, there's some fantastic artwork out there, and then there is some absolute insanity going on in this market. But again, each to their own. Yeah.
I always say I need to bring a coin in advance for the show because your intuition.
Well, whenever Dion can't make up her mind about something, what I get her to do is flip a coin. And then we won't say the answer. And I'll say, which side do you hope it's on? Are you hoping for heads or are you hoping for tails? And then you know your answer. Good trick for life, especially with kids. That one works really well.
So I won out of the contest my own idea for an NFT. Outside of the contest, the whole contest.
That would be perfect if you could add it. Yeah.
Okay, so it's black and white, mostly. There is a man in there. He's pretty skinny. And he doesn't exactly, I think he holds some kind of stone in his hand.
What kind of crystal did it take?
Oh, I know. Do I get a point if I guess it? It's Dion's NFT.
Yeah.
His precious.
To be fair, even Dion didn't get that. So, hey. Yeah, available on Grand Bazaar. Dion's doing some awesome NFTs out there.
I think
she'll give you a point for that.
Yes, Joe gets points.
Yeah. There you go. You always get points for brown nosing Dion around here. Right, when you're ready, Tony, if you can take it away for us, buddy.
John, so this is a letter that is kind of horizontal, but it's also a number. Yeah, that's representing time, but really, really long period, you know, like you can't define it.
Yes. And what else does it say below that?
I have to say that it's a bit... It's written like when a man and a woman makes love and so on, you know, and like that world
I'll say the words for you, Antonio. It says, so under this symbol, it says the words porno dot forever.
So, I can say it. Okay, I thought.
Yeah, you can say. No, there's no kids listening.
Okay.
Yeah, swear your heart out, buddy.
No, I thought you were just being very coy. And it says porno dot forever.
It says porno dot forever. Then you have the sign just before, just upside. Do you see it?
There's no pixelated people and there are no cats, so I think it's low. It's got to be like a $200.
So we're going less than a million. Do you agree to? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying less.
Ooh, no, that one is a massive $3.1 million for that.
I don't even understand what's going on with it. It was something about time, keep going, but. Porn, it had like this really deep meaning, and then it's like porn forever. So what?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Antonio did the picture way more justice than it deserved with his eloquent descriptions there, to be honest. It is literally just a rainbow colored forever symbol with the words porno forever underneath it. So
random.
Random, very random. But yes, next one for us, please, buddy.
The next one is a CryptoPunk with green eye and brown hair. Red mouth on a gray background, but really simple with pixel, you know, like a CryptoPunk. Nothing much, nothing less.
Is it one of the aliens?
Yeah, it could be $1, like.
It has a mohawk. Okay, more expensive.
So you're saying more because saying of the more. Mohawk.
Ooh, yeah.
And do you agree, Tony?
And the green eye. Saying?
What do you think? Do you think it's more or less than $3 million?
When I look at it, oh my god, yeah, you say more, let's say more.
All righty, well, you should have gone with your cut, buddy. That was actually the CryptoPunk that Visa bought this week themselves. They splashed out a massive $150K out of all their profits. They chose the cheapest CryptoPunk they could find.
But it has a mohawk.
Yeah, it has a mohawk. It's a floor price one, apparently. You know, that's the basic bitch CryptoPunk, you know, everyday Joes get nowadays. So.
I'm not doing so well this round.
Well, last one. See if you can get yourself one final point from this round. Last one for us, please.
The last one, John, you have to focus a lot.
Okay.
huge rock, like, complete. Picture, only a rock.
this is more than 150K, right?
Ooh,
but it's a rock. I've seen those rocks everywhere in the past 2 weeks. No,
but it's a special rock. I'm sure millions can get that rock.
Okay, so which rock is it? Is it the one with the eyes, or is it just a rock?
It's a gray rock on a blanket, on a white back. You know, it's a really, really artistic rock. I think.
I still think it's more because those rocks are just everywhere. But then there's logic. So
specific or special? Let me check again. Because
okay.
distinguishing features.
Can see a little place.
Yeah, the one. Rock with the lasers.
A little lighter brown over here. A little shading over there.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, it's got to be 6 million.
There was this.
You'll have two, but
John.
Yeah.
Led John to suspect all those rock NFTs are actually money laundering.
Well, not just the rocks, but everything.
There is a lot of suspicion about these, but just to give you the answer before we waffle on too much away from the points, they went higher, Dion, so that was correct. This was the most expensive NFT rock sold at, I first originally thought it was a picture of Litecoin, to be honest, but no, it's a picture of a rock. $1.3 million for that one.
Only 1.3, so, that's cheap. Got you that rock.
I loved your description, buddy. So, after round three, Dion, what are our scores?
Well, after round three, we have a tie. 6 each.
Ooh.
So, all to play for.
Bring it.
Bring it. So we're moving into Joanne's wheelhouse round here. Noam, again, up to you if you want to sit back and just listen in. Again, we've tamed down since those first couple of weeks a little bit, purely because, you know, it was bad for my soul reading all those horrible, horrible things on Urban Dictionary. Scarred. I'm scarred for life. But yeah, if there's one thing we like on this show, apart from all things cryptocurrency, it's a good pun. And even better when it's a little bit of a rude pun. Okay, so our final round is when we like to dim the lights and put on a bit of Barry White in the background. Well, we would do if we could afford the royalties to use his songs. And get a little bit frisky as we play Crypto Innuendo. Your two questions, if you can slide the answers together for me, you'll find one nice satisfying answer out of the two. The really good example we liked from last week was, what is the world's largest stablecoin? And what happens when a man gets a little bit overexcited downstairs?
Tetherection.
Yeah, you get a tetherection, not a tether boner, as Nikita said last week. Who knows what a tether boner is, but hey, he had a good time. All right, so ready when you are, guys. Our first one. Okay, and like I say, just shout out. You get 1 point if you get half the answer, and you get 3 points if you get the full answer without any kind of input from anyone else. First one. Charles Hoskins' project, which has seen a bit of a surge in popularity lately, and the best way to watch a bit of porn without leaving a search history on your computer.
Cardano.
Yeah, that's the first point.
Cardano job.
Cardano job. I'm sure Charles would give one of them
that's
out for a price.
I'm going to be in Urban Dictionary. Shakina Cardano job last night.
If it's not in there, we are so filling that in later. Like, if you're on Google Chrome, you would use the incognito mode, is their version of it. 3, 2, 1. A Cardanimous. Said it wrong. Cardanimous browser. Cardanimous browser. Jesus, that one's hard.
Anonymous. I was thinking incognito mode, so I keep trying to.
Cardanopera. Cardanopera. Because Opera was the most anonymous browser. It's a private stuff. It was a joke. Because Opera invented private tabs and there was and VPNs included in the browser, and there was a joke what people use private tabs and VPN, and the answer was SharpEye 100% porn.
Like it. I always remember there was an advert here in the UK where it was, I can't remember which browser it was, but they were advertising the private browser feature, and it was a woman getting home and her man was on the computer and he was in a room on his own and he looked a bit, and she came in through the door and he was buying a jewelry. Oh, wasn't that nice? So you led me up the wrong path there, you sneaky advertisers. Yeah, right, question two. The commercial brand name of the little blue pill which helps men perform, and the slang phrase for getting crypto or NFT trading information ahead of the rest of the game.
Yeah. Viagra.
This is a program you never tried that, Ben. Viagra. So you know which one is the blue one.
What blue pill are you talking about?
What?
So is it like Viagra kind of?
Yeah. Hey, it's just a rumor, but I heard they're good for her as well. Go on, who said the second part then? Did someone say? They say they're getting free
signal.
Signals, yeah, is a more slangy word for signals nowadays.
Front running.
No. And a Viagra front running sounds a fun sport, but no. Is it just me who said this term about when people say, "Oh, I've got some free alpha"? It's like they're trying to shill their coins or
too cool for us. Too cool.
No. Oh. I think it's probably that I'm trying to be cool and I'm really not, Joe. I tell you what, we'll give everyone a point for that one because I sucked. I let you down, guys. Yeah. Right, this one's easy. You've got to get this one. So, a sexual desire toward an item or a part of the body which might not otherwise be considered sexual, and the act of overhyping a coin or token to sell it to your followers.
Shilling.
Shilling's the second part, yeah.
Gee.
Harassment, no?
harassment. No, definitely not harassment.
Fetish shilling.
Fetish shilling. Right, so final couple for you. So, the fastest pace.
I'm all fierce.
Right. The fastest blockchain on paper until Freetom releases their results, of course. And the very confusing practice of chemically whitening your bumhole.
So, Solana something?
Yeah.
Coin? No.
So,
I think so,
last couple of letters of Solana. So
Solana, Solana bleaching.
Yes. Solana. Solana bleaching. Joe shouted out then. Yes. Brilliant. And my favourite one to finish up on. The Pinocchio plonker who didn't invent Bitcoin, definitely didn't invent Bitcoin, and a rhyming name for a small penis.
Greg. Little Craig.
Craig Chode. So, Chode. Craig Ro Chode.
Craig Weenie?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. You got it between you then. Craig Rotini Weenie.
Oh, okay.
Even again, I just have to note that we're not familiar with the terminology.
Hey. Don't think we need to ask then, but who won? What are our final scores, Dion?
Well, the NF Take It Somewhere Else have 11 points. NF Tease Me Tease Me have 13.
Ooh.
All right.
Teeny weeny.
Yeah, a great teeny weeny. Yeah.
Where's the
man? You're going to get sued. You're definitely going to get sued by him. A teeny weeny.
Well, I tried to get sued by Steven Seagal, but apparently he's cool about it, so I had to find someone who isn't cool.
Yeah. If Craig is wrong, then what's the ending?
Oh, well, yeah, we enter the Craig right or wrong paradox, I think. But yeah, thank you ever so much for joining tonight, guys. It's been another great show. Anthony, Alexander, Filatov, Vladimir and Joanne, you've been awesome. Our scorekeeper, Dion, and me, the plonker with the clipboard. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a great night.
Bye, everybody.
I mean, apart from Satoshi, obviously, which is raise a toast to Satoshi's last communication. Oh, I wasn't expecting you all to toast then, but nice. Love it when a plan comes together.
On comprehension.